just released a multi-year study of the four-day work week. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 6th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. So what's dragging the U.S. economy down and why Wall Street had a rough day today? We've got chicken news you need to know about. Crude oil prices come back down. Have you heard about the McDonald's that had to close because the employees all quit at the same time? Staying with restaurants, we've got more Subway news. Keystone Pipeline sues the Biden administration. We've got the Wall Street Report and that massive ransomware attack that nobody yet knows the damage. For the interview, journalist and media specialist Julie Gammack joins us to talk about the Okoboji Writers Retreat. And yes, you should go. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and you know, yeah, I get it. It is a Tuesday, right? But it seems like a Monday. After a long U.S. holiday, we're back in the saddle. And hey, by the way, if you want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. So what about this business about a four-day work week? Does it work? Well, hang on, because Iceland just released a report that covers their study that went from 2015 to 2019, and guess what? Yeah, this is no surprise. Mashable is reporting that everyone was happier, healthier, and more productive. The report was jointly prepared by the Association for Sustainability and Democracy in Iceland and UK think tank Autonomy. Iceland's test consisted of two trials run by Reykjavik City Council and Iceland's national government. The former involved over 2,500 people, while the latter had 440 people, together making up more than 1% of the country's workforce. Now, workers were moved from 40-hour work weeks to 35 or 36-hour weeks, with no reduction in pay, and a wide variety of workplaces took part, including offices, preschools, social service providers, and hospitals. Now, not all participants work traditional 9-to-5 jobs either, with workers on non-traditional shift times also being included in this study. Now, regardless of the variables, the results of the trials were overwhelmingly positive. Productivity either remained the same or actually increased, and worker well-being was considerably improved. Perceived stress and burnout went way down, while health and work-life balance went up, as employees were given more time for housekeeping, hobbies, and their families. Both managers and staff considered the trials a major success. We thought you should know. Well, it seems that both the shortage of goods and the accompanying price increases, coupled with renewed concern about the Delta variant, is having an impact on the overall economy. Today, the Institute for Supply Management said its Service Sector Purchasing Managers Index fell to 60.1% in June from a record 64% back in May. A reading of more than 50% indicates an expansion in activity. The chief concern is, once again, inflation. That plus significant pockets of unvaccinated people in the U.S. rattled the markets today, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Well, because of the long holiday weekend, you may have missed the fact that Tyson issued a voluntary recall for 8.5 million pounds of chicken because of a possible listeria contamination. Grocery stores include Walmart, Target, Kroger, Publix, and others. The recall includes Tyson-branded fully cooked and frozen products. But it's not only Tyson-branded items. Also included in the recall are private label products for restaurants, including Jet's Pizza, Casey's General Store, Marco's Pizza, and Little Caesars. Best place to find the notice is usda.gov/recalls. Early this morning, we reported that oil prices had spiked to a level not seen in 6 years, as the dispute between OPEC plus nations has resulted in the decision not to increase production levels. But by this afternoon, West Texas Intermediate crude fell from a high of $76.89 a barrel to $73.72. The dispute is between the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia as they spar over increasing production. The jump in oil prices comes as demand is returning rapidly as the United States and other major economies open back up as more people are vaccinated. However, even as demand increases, the OPEC plus nations have still been withholding around 6 million barrels of oil per day from the market. So this is another story you need to pay attention to. Well, they all walked off the job together. Entrepreneur Magazine is reporting that a McDonald's restaurant in California was forced to shut down when all of its employees quit their jobs at the same time. In a TikTok video posted by former worker Zoe Brunel, she tells about how she and all of her friends quit at the same time. And it starts with a napkin that reads, "We all quit. It's closed." And then the video shows clips of an empty restaurant. The video has over 14 million views. Comments suggest it was because of a pay dispute. However, Brunel said the real reason employees left was because the restaurant was run by teenagers and it was a horrible workplace. A McDonald's spokesperson spoke to Newsweek magazine and said the video did not accurately represent what had happened at that location. According to what he says, two of the workers had given up their resignation 2 weeks before the video was recorded, and all the others are still working for the chain. Now, staying with restaurants for a bit, you heard it here. On the 12th of July, Subway is closing half of their restaurants and then giving away 1 million sandwiches. Now, really. Business Insider is reporting the sandwich chain will close more than 10,000 U.S. restaurants at 6 o'clock in the evening on July 12th to prepare for the menu overhaul on July 13. Then for 2 hours on the 13th, Subway will give away up to 1 million free 6-inch Turkey Cali Fresh subs. Customers just have to go to their local Subway between 10 o'clock in the morning and noon local time and request the free sub. Of course, finding those restaurants is going to be key. Subway was one of the many restaurants to feel the effects of the pandemic, and it closed more locations than any other large U.S. chain last year, ending the period with over 1,500 fewer stores. That was a 6.6% loss. TC Energy Corporation claims the U.S. government violated free trade obligations when it withdrew the company's permit for the Keystone Pipeline. CNN is reporting that the company wants the Biden administration to pay $15 billion for canceling the permit for the project. If you recall, the Keystone Pipeline was under construction to carry oil from Canada into the United States when the permit was revoked. The project has been a target for environmentalists for years who claim the pipeline will hurt the environment where it's built and encourage more use of fossil fuels. Legally, TC Energy claims it is eligible to recover losses as part of the NAFTA agreement. It was a rocky day on Wall Street as financials dragged on the market. The Dow came off session lows to close down 208 points at 34,577, while the S&P 500 fell by 8 points to end the trade at 4,343. The NASDAQ outperformed and finished up by 24 points, closing at 14,663, yet another record. So what happened? Investors decided it was time to take some profits off the table just in case the U.S. economy stalls when it comes to inflation and surging COVID-19 cases among unvaccinated individuals from several southern and midwestern states. And finally, there is this. Yet another attack by what is considered to be a Russian-speaking ransomware probe that has resulted in a vast unknown. It seems no one is sure how damaging this recent attack was and how many businesses are impacted. Now, if you remember, this is the same group that extorted $11 million from meatpacker JBS, but this time they have upped the ransom to $70 million. Sources say that up to 1,500 businesses that use the Kaseya software could be impacted, and that could mean hundreds of thousands of people. The attack happened on Saturday, and businesses maybe first learned about it as they went back to work today. This clearly is a developing story. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, a member of the journalistic royal family. That's what we say anyway. And we'll tell you about all of that, plus why Julie Gammick joins me to discuss the upcoming Okoboji Writers Retreat. Have you ever thought about having a better handle on your writing ability? You'll be amazed at who's going to be there to teach. Click through to listen.